This is The Poetry Moment, and I'm Teresa Van Airesdale. Today I'll read my poem, Walking in the Perry District, written in response to Chris Cook's invitation to write about Spokane's neighborhoods. Walking in the Perry District. I walk this journey again, memorizing each house, the man upstairs, like God himself, not making many personal appearances. In his home office, working, staring at his computer, I wonder what work he does. Engineering? Healthcare? There is a "We Support Dr. Lutz" sign in his yard. Is it law he studies, or does he teach? I wonder when I walk about the man upstairs. I wonder if he observes my steady gaze on him at his desk from the sidewalk across 16th Street. I would love to see him suddenly burst through the front door as I pass by. I would say hi. Further down, the gray ponytailed skeletal woman on 16th decorates her front porch with 1950s large plastic Christmas ornaments, like those my family Christmas tree wore when I was growing up. Then the 60-something woman on the corner rakes her front lawn for the third time, which is again covered with oak leaves. Finally, I reach the dead-end sign, signaling my halfway point, me feeling content with my ruminations as I cover distance, physically and philosophically, both of which are strenuous for me. Most days, a circular logic informs my thoughts, but sometimes I get a sense that my efforts are not as mundane as they seem as I approach the dead end in the neighborhood of my life. That was my poem, Walking in the Perry District, by me, Teresa Van Airesdale.